In an act of what some deemed fair play and others political guile, the Vice Chancellor took that moment to allow the Trade Federation's platform to leave its docking station and hover into the dark chill of the rotunda.
With the Baton's customary impeccable timing,
Pestage remarked to Doriana. The Trade Federation senator was an unctuous Nymordian named Lot Dodd, whose susurrant snake charmer's voice wafted through the hall's enunciators.
I must protest the Supreme Chancellor's accusations.
His words didn't convey anger so much as the arrogance of wealth, a strategy he had learned from his predecessor, Newt Gunray.
Should the Trade Federation be expected to absorb the losses it has sustained because of pirate attacks? The Republic refuses to create a military to police those sectors, while at the same time prohibiting us from protecting our cargoes with defensive weapons or droid soldiers.
Now is not the time for this argument, Senator,
Walorum said, showing the palms of his soft hands. But 100 voices overruled him.
If not now, then when, Supreme Chancellor?
The question came from the wheedling, cranial-horned humanoid magistrate of the Corporate Alliance, Pasol Argente.
How many cargoes will the Trade Federation or the Commerce Guild have to lose before we arrive at the proper moment to air this debate? If the Republic cannot protect us, then we have no recourse but to protect ourselves.
Again, Valorum's face flushed.
In every crisis, we have dispatched paramilitary forces with impressive results.
The interruption came from Lavinia Dorada Vashne Wren, the human female representative of the newly admitted Colorin system.
The Therian military made quick work of the pirates who were raiding our transports.
Raucous laughter drowned out the rest of her words.
The only thing Colonel Tramzig did at Kulavan was make himself more contemptible.
Twi'lek Senator Ornfree Tarr bellowed from his platform.
The good senator from Kulavan was merely deceived by his dubious charms.
Argente spoke once more.
Does the Supreme Chancellor advocate that each system have a paramilitary force at its command? If so, then why not a pan-galactic military?
Palpatine's eyes sparkled in sadistic delight. Valorum was getting everything he deserved. He had demonstrated some diplomatic skill during the Stark hyperspace war, but his election to the chancellorship had more to do with a pedigree that included 3 supreme chancellors and deals he had cut with influential families like the Kalpanas and the Tarkins of Eriadu.